And in international news, WHO declares Ebola outbreak in DR Congo a global health emergency.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Government has dismissed as false and malicious propaganda. A fake and manipulated video circulating on social media alleging that President Kaka and Ichilema facilitated the arrest of Vice President Musalia Mulamango. In a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Premier Secretary Thabo Kawana said the video is entirely false and malicious, intended to create discord, cause public alarm, and undermine the unity of the Republican leadership. He said that both the office of the president and the office of the vice president remain fully operational, with the two leaders continuing to work together harmoniously in service of the nation. Mr. Kawana has warned members of the public against creating, sharing, or forwarding unverified and false content, noting that Zambia is a constitutional democracy governed by laws, including the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia says the UPND administration has scored 35% on quality education and 90% on promoting access to education over the last 5 years. NACAD's Executive Director, Dr. Alan Santa, said the government has performed well in improving access to education through the abolition of school and examination fees at both primary and secondary school levels. Dr. Chansa said programs such as Keeping Girls in School and the School Feeding Initiative have also helped increase access to education for thousands of vulnerable children. However, he said the administration has performed poorly on education quality, citing overcrowded classrooms, inadequate desks and textbooks, and inconsistent literacy programs. Dr. Chansa said the challenges have contributed to over 90% learning poverty, with many people from grades 1 to 5 unable to read or write.
The UPND administration has failed to motivate our teachers despite numerous promises. Thousands of our teachers are not yet upgraded in higher science skills. Thousands are still not yet confirmed, especially those who have been acting for many, many years. Clearly, this has made our teachers very, very frustrated. We have also seen that despite changing the curriculum, its implementation, the new curriculum has not been very well, very chaotic actually. Firstly, the orientation of teachers was very inadequate. A lot of schools have no equipment to practically introduce competence teaching and learning.
The Civil Aviation Authority says its board will replicate the Northern Circuit Aviation Initiative to spur sector development oversight in other parts of the country. Speaking when the board wrapped up its orientation tour of the Northern and Bopula provinces, CAA board chairperson Captain Gabriel Kunda has expressed happiness that aviation activities are high in the region, with Mansa Airport having daily flights except Sundays. He has commended the contractor doing the upgrade of the critical airport infrastructure work at Mansa Airport for the progress made so far. Meanwhile, CAA Director General Captain Derek Luende said the authority, through the Zambia Air Services Training Institute, is working on starting pilot training in Zambia to grow aviation. This is according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Transport and Logistics Public Relations Unit. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union has paid tribute to late Archbishop Emeritus Celestino Mpundu, describing him as a fearless defender of refugees, justice and human dignity. ZCLU Acting Executive Director Derek Chekwe said Archbishop Mpundu was more than a church leader, calling him a voice of conscience in a society where the voices are too often forgotten. Mr. Chekwe recalled a meeting held with the Archbishop at his residence on September 10, 2023, after he learned of the organization's efforts to defend the rights of refugees and their children in Zambia. He said the Archbishop reflected on the repeal of the Refugees Control Act and the enactment of the Refugees Act of 2017 under former President Edgar Lungu, which created a legal pathway for refugees to apply for citizenship.
He stood with ZCLU publicly in front of refugee children born on Zambian soil, whose rights to identity, belongings, and had been denied for decades. His statements became evidence in the 2025 Constitutional Court case that opened new legal pathways for families. Archbishop Mpundu reminded us that human dignity does not depend on nationality, race, tribe, or legal status. He lived the gospel not only from the pulpit, but in the difficult spaces where compassion demanded courage.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Mobile Money Association of Zambia says that despite concerns over reduced commissions for mobile money agents, the sector has remained stable, with agents continuing to facilitate transactions across the country. Association President Samfed Africa said although agents have remained operational, there is need for stakeholders to address challenges affecting the growth and sustainability of the business. In an interview, Mr. Africa has also expressed concern over the increasing sophistication of scammers targeting both agents and customers in mobile money transactions. He said fraudsters are continuously changing tactics, posing a serious threat to the sector.
A number of consumers, of course, continue leveraging mobile money to facilitate payments, because we've seen that a number of our members, of course, despite complaining in terms of generally a reduction in the commissions, the number of transactions they're able to facilitate here and there, say there is a bit of stability we are still able to facilitate. We officially now launched the standardized mobile money training manual. The way the scammers are evolving, because they are also taking advantage of poor net connection. So there will be trainings that will be rolled out for agents, and part of that it will be addressed to the aspect of security.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
The World Health Organization has declared an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Eastern Ituri province a public health emergency of international concern. The agency added that the outbreak, with around 246 suspected cases and 80 deaths reported, does not meet the criteria of a pandemic emergency. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus warned there are currently significant uncertainties to the true number of infected persons and geographic spread of the outbreak. The BBC has more.
The World Health Organization has declared an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo as a public health emergency of international concern. Nearly 90 deaths have been recorded so far. Russia has come under what appears to be the biggest Ukrainian drone attack since the start of its invasion. The military said it shot down more than 500 drones overnight across 14 regions. Officials say at least 3 people were killed in the Moscow region. A commission convened by the World Health Organization is calling for climate change to be declared an international public health emergency. That's the highest form of health alert. The panel says this would help mobilize an international response at the scale needed. It says climate change is not a future threat, but an immediate one. It says fossil fuel subsidies should be phased out, and it wants the WHO to take immediate action. This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And in sports news, Cape Giants in Ghana FC return to action this afternoon as they welcome FC Mouzba to Ghana Stadium in a crucial MTN Super League encounter scheduled for 13 hours. The match marks Ghana's final home fixture of the season. Ghana will be eager to finish strongly in front of their passionate home fans, while FC Mouzba arrives determined to spoil the party and collect valuable points on the road. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories for this afternoon. Government has dismissed as false and malicious propaganda exposed fake and manipulated video circulating on social media, alleging that President Hakainde Hichilema